This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. To Pentecost Tuesday. First posted May 27, 2008. Hosea 5:15-6:6. Judgment and Restoration. Paraphrase. The Lord will depart from His people until they acknowledge their guilt and seek His presence. In their distress they may seek the Lord and return to Him, realizing that the Lord who tears also mends, and He afflicts but He will also heal. After 2 days He will revive us, on the third day He will raise us up, that we may live before Him. Hosea 6:2. We should endeavor to know the Lord, for His presence is as certain as the dawn. He will come to us and refresh us as certainly as the spring rains water the earth. The Lord declares that the love of Ephraim and Judah, patriarchs of 2 of the 12 tribes, Judah became the remnant of Israel, for the Lord is as transient as the morning fog and dew which quickly dries. So the Lord declares that He has hewn them by His prophets and slain them by God's word, and God's judgment goes forth like a flash of light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God, rather than burnt offering. Hosea 6:6. Commentary. Repeatedly in the history of Israel, God's people forgot the great things God had done for them and turned away from obedient trust in the Lord to disobedience and idolatry. Then the Lord would withdraw His providence and protection from them and allow them to experience trouble, so that they would turn again to the Lord and seek His presence and blessing. One example is the exile of Judah to Babylon for 70 years. The wilderness wandering is a similar example. Judah, the southern kingdom of the divided monarchy, was the remnant of Israel. The northern kingdom of the 10 tribes had refused to heed the warning of God's word by the prophets, and did not return to obedient trust in the Lord, although they had opportunity right up to the fall of Samaria to the Assyrians. The northern kingdom was destroyed and the 10 tribes were scattered throughout the Assyrian kingdom, present-day Syria and northern Iraq, and effectively ceased to exist. Judah didn't heed the example of the northern kingdom or God's word spoken by the prophets, so again God withdrew His providence and protection from them and allowed them to be conquered and exiled to Babylon, present-day Iraq, by the Chaldeans. 70 years exile in Babylon was virtually a death sentence for people who were adults at the time of the deportation. The Lord brought back Judah from Babylon, but it was a renewed people, who had learned to trust and obey the Lord during their exile. The exile in Babylon was similar to the 40 years of Israel's wilderness wandering, which was the result of Israel's disobedience of God's word commanding them to enter and possess the promised land. God lifted His providence and protection from them, and when they tried on their own to enter they were repulsed by the occupants of the land, and were forced to wander in the wilderness until that generation of Israelites perished in the wilderness. The people who returned from Babylonian exile had turned to the Lord and had learned to trust and obey His word, but the remnant of Israel forgot the lesson learned in the exile and again fell away from obedient trust in God's word. As a result, they were unprepared to receive the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. Because they rejected Jesus, the Messiah, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word, lived in human flesh in this world, John 1:1-5:14, God again removed His providence and protection from them. In 70 AD Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed by the Romans and the Jews were scattered throughout the world, as the northern kingdom had been. At the destruction of the temple, Judaism effectively ceased to exist. The veil of the temple had been torn into from top to bottom at the crucifixion of Jesus, Luke 23:45, symbolizing that Jesus has become the new and better way into the presence of God. At the resurrection of Jesus, the church has become the new Israel, the new people of God, the new Jerusalem. The condition of the church today is very similar to that of Judaism at the time of Jesus' first advent, coming. At the time of Jesus, Judaism had ceased to be a covenant relationship with God and had become a human institution, which the religious leaders used to their personal advantage. They used religion to confirm their righteousness and their status in the society, and to serve their own interests, instead of seeking to serve the will of God. In much of the nominal church, that is the same situation today. Religion is man's attempt to manipulate God to man's will, and that's what the church has become in many instances. The Lord lifts his providence and protection from his people who have turned away from obedient trust in the Lord, and allows them to experience tragedy and disaster, so that they can realize that they need the Lord to protect and bless them, and so they can learn the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. The Lord allows them to learn by trial and error so that they will return to him in obedient trust and receive restoration and eternal life in his kingdom in heaven. God disciplines us for our good, as a good parent, so that we will not perish eternally. I personally testify that I had been raised in the church, but when I became an adult I turned away from obedient trust in the Lord and pursued my own interests. My interests were idolatrous. I pursued and served them more than I cared for seeking and serving the Lord. The Lord removed his providence and protection from me and allowed me to experience great troubles. The result was that I was compelled to examine my Christian beliefs and seek truth. I began to read the entire Bible and read it daily to find truth, and by the time I finished reading it completely, I knew that Jesus is the truth. I asked him to be my Lord. I returned to church, and the Lord began discipling me, and led me through a number of experiences to show me that he was able and faithful to provide for and protect me. He guided me to seek the fulfillment of the promise of baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Since I have been reborn John 3:3-5-8, he has continued to disciple and lead me daily by his word and his spirit within me for more than 25 years. America today has also turned away from the Lord to pursue worldly goals and idolatry. During our colonial and wilderness periods, Americans learned to seek the Lord's providence and protection, but since we've become rich and successful, we've forgotten the lessons learned in the wilderness and exile. Notice that the enemies that threaten America today are the same, geographically, culturally and spiritually, as those who historically threatened Israel. American culture has glorified values of self-reliance and stubborn determinism. If one fails, one keeps on trying until one succeeds. Those attitudes lead to repeating the same mistakes over and over, and never learning the lessons the Lord wants us to learn. The meaning and purpose of life in this world is to seek and come to know the Lord God our Creator, Acts 17:26-27. Jesus is God's only, anointed, Savior and eternal King. Jesus is the only way to God's presence, the only way to know God and God's eternal truth, the only way to be spiritually born again, to eternal life. Acts 4:12-14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus is the only one who baptizes with the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Jesus fulfilled and demonstrated the truth of the promise that the Lord will revive his people and raise them on the third day, from physical death to eternal life in the Lord's presence, Hosea 6:2, Matthew 16:21, Acts 10:40. God's word is eternal and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. What God did for Jesus, he will do for those who trust and obey Jesus. The Lord wants us to turn to him, to seek him, and to learn to trust and obey him, so that we can have eternal life with him in his eternal kingdom in paradise restored. If we seek him, we will find him. If we turn to him, he will revive, renew and refresh us, as individuals, as the church, as a nation, and as the world. The Lord has given his word in the Bible and through his prophets so that we can be warned and sculpted into the kind of loving, obedient, trusting people that God wants for his kingdom. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.